The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
WA is world-renowned for its produce and wine, and producers will get the chance to showcase the best of the West to its own when the first ever Meet the Buyer exhibition takes place this week. Joining me now is Deborah Pett, Manager of Food Industry Development at the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development. Good morning, Deborah.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, great, thanks. So can you tell us what Meet the Buyer is and what's the significance of it?
Listen, I'd describe it a bit like speed dating, only with a business lens over the top of it. We've created an amazing forum, first of its kind really here in Western Australia, bespoke for local food and beverage producers who we match up with buyers from right across WA. So it extends to supermarkets, to food service, to chefs. You know, we have hotels like Pan Pacific there, Woolworths, Coles, Farmer Jack's, Metcash, a lot of distributors. So, you know, for some of these producers, are often quite small, the opportunity of actually pitching in front of some of these bigger type of retail or food service chains is just a dream, you know, that they could only ever have imagined. So we've provided a forum for them to come together, pitch their wares. There'll be over 450 branded products there, 70 business, you know, pitching their wares. We've probably got 30 to 40 buyers in total. Probably the room will be 350-odd or more people. So we're really excited.
Wow. And so this is happening at Crown on Wednesday. And so it's a bit like one of those sort of good food and wine festivals, but for the industry, for the hospitality and retail industry.
Correct. And Western Australian producers only. So that's another rather unique feature of it. And it's part of our Buy, Rest, Eat, Best program, which is the only food and beverage labelling program in Australia that helps consumers to identify what is 100% farm fish processed and prepared here in Western Australia.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm of course familiar, as everybody in Western Australia is, of the Buy West, Eat Best message. But I'm curious to know, how has the pandemic impacted supply chains and, I guess, changed the impact of that message?
Well, WA, as we know, is a pretty parochial sort of state. That desert between us and the baddies on the East Coast has always driven a pretty strong local support. But I think COVID-19 has even endorsed that further. People really want to support their local producers, their local farmers, their local shops. And so this message is even more powerful than anything. In fact, 8 out of 10 consumers are looking for local produce to support because they know it's good for the Western Australian economy.
Mm. And we really do it all here in WA, don't we? From, you know, the humble potato at one end of the spectrum to, you know, black truffles, crayfish at the other end.
Correct. We've really got a diversity of product. You have to start with pretty damn good fresh produce to start with. But then when, you know, you add the different layers of value to it, it just increases the premium nature of that product.
Mm. And we know worker shortages have impacted hospitality industry, but we also know it's also been very difficult for agricultural businesses to get workers. How has that, I guess, made it more difficult for these WA producers to get their products into stores and restaurants?
Well, it has added an incredible challenge. You know, normally we would have something of the order of 14,000 holiday maker visa people here in our state, and they're really attracted, obviously, to WA for what the, you know, beautiful environment it has to offer. But it's all about an experience, so they tend to chase the sort of seasonal pickings, if you like. So they start up in the north and then move down to the southwest. Well, they're not here, sadly, as a reflection, obviously, of COVID-19 and our hard borders, both international and interstate. So a number of the food services have really been put under extraordinary pressure. A number of them are probably operating at suboptimal levels because they haven't been able to get the staff. Others have had to look for really innovative ways of how do we recruit more people, how do we actually look for actually in our own backyard. And then the added complication with that is accommodation is really, really tough in regional Western Australia because of the very buoyant tourism, because no one can go anywhere. So, within the farming community, their farms are working together now in terms of sharing that workforce. A number of the, banana plantations and our businesses are working together to share that workforce. So it is creating some very innovative and often pivotal to what their normal business models are. But I would ask Western Australians to really, take a bit of a breath when you're actually going to some of those regional communities that aren't used to the extraordinary demand, and just have a bit of an understanding that, these businesses are under pressure because they just haven't got the labour force they normally would, and unheralded sort of tourism demand, which is fantastic, but, there's a pivot and a, challenge there because of that workforce shortages.
Now let's turn back to the Meet the Buyer exhibition happening tomorrow. So there's going to be a lot of deals done, no doubt, whether it's the sommeliers, the restaurant owners, the supermarkets who are coming across all of these interesting WA-made products. In your opinion, do you have a favourite? Do you have something that, that you'd be particularly excited about showcasing tomorrow?
Ah, Ben, I'm not going to do that. You're not going to put me on the spot, given that our own BioResteek Desk program has over 200 members. So I'm not going to single out. But it is an amazing opportunity, and particularly for those smaller businesses, as I said earlier. And there's also businesses that are attending that are not pitching. They're just looking at what are the requirements if we want to get into that retail channel that we have to do to actually make it. So there's a lot of business development opportunities as well as businesses checking out what the opposition looks like. So it is an amazing forum that we're extraordinarily excited about.
Yeah, well, I hope it goes well, and I hope you allow yourself to have a glass of WA-made sparkling wine at the conclusion. Deborah Pett, Manager of Food Industry Development at the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Thanks, Ben. It's been a pleasure.